This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 18th, Sunday.
Aren't you a font of information?
Jack Terry said in a suspicious tone, flipping pages in a small notebook. I'm on pins and needles to hear what he uncovered.
I made a few phone calls about the parolee you said was in danger.
I found a George Gilpin who was paroled a few months ago here in Atlanta, was convicted of a pretty brutal murder of a young woman. The only reason he got parole is prison overcrowding, and he'd served 75% of his sentence. Even this guy's parole officer said he's bad news. No way he's in any kind of danger. Jack leveled his inquisitive gaze on me. So, here's where things get squirrely. Gilpin missed an appointment with his parole officer, so the PO puts out a warrant for his arrest. Imagine his surprise when Gilpin shows up 2 days later, looking like he's been used as a target for knife-throwing practice. Begs to be put back in prison to finish out his term. I nod. Okay. Okay. That's all you've got to say? How did you find out about this? He held up his hand. Don't tell me it's another one of your aunt's kooky psychic encounters. Okay. I won't tell you that. Jack's expression turned sour. It sounds like Gilpin is back where he belongs. So how about let's both forget it? Forgotten. He ripped the page out of his notebook and crumpled it for trash. Moving on, you were right that David Spooner uses the alias Dean Bradley. We can connect him to the Keith Young assault. How did you know that? Overheard Spooner talking on the phone. Jack squinted. When you were in the coma? I nod. Let me get this straight. When you were comatose, you could hear what was being said around you? Everything? Panic flashed in his eyes. Is he trying to recall all the personal information he'd shared with Coma Girl? I'm enjoying this immensely. But we're interrupted by a knock at the door and the appearance of ADA Spence. She gave Jack a sardonic smile.
I thought I might find you here, Detective.
What's up?
David Spooner was arrested in Key West trying to board a catamaran headed for the Bahamas.
Jack gave a fist pump. Yes!
He should be back in Atlanta tomorrow morning. Good luck with it.
She walked back to the door. Wait, are you off the case?
Off the payroll, actually. I quit the DA's office. I'm moving to Minnesota to be closer to my father.
Jack wrinkled his nose. Minnesota?
Yep. Where the weather is lousy and you can't buy liquor on Sunday. The things you do for family. Right?
ADA Spence made pointed eye contact with me, then walked out. Truer words were never spoken. When the door closed, Jack linked his hands behind his head and leaned back in the guest chair.
Good work, Marigold.
I owe you one for the lead on David Spooner.
Okay. I'd like to collect.
Already?
Yes. Write down this name. Jeremy
Hood.
He whipped out his notebook and wrote in neat block letters.
Is he a criminal?
Sort of. He's bullying a friend of mine.
Jack frowned. I'll take care of it.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. If you like Coma Girl, you might be interested in some of my other daily serials, Temp Girl, Comeback Girl, Factory Girl, and Lottery Girl. Links to those projects are in the show notes. But come back tomorrow for another episode of Coma Girl.